May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, often called the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Hope you're having an awesome day, and I'm going to tell you something. After today's show, you're going to be able to have even better days if, that's a big word, isn't it? Two letters, but it's a big word, if you'll do your part. I want to talk to you today about a way that you can improve your health, listen to me, with a wonderful type of exercise that's become very popular in the United States of America. It is kind of an exciting thing. I've done it a little bit myself and going to get started in it even bigger. But listen, you can improve your coordination. You can improve your probably your mental capacity to the degree that I think it helps you to think clear. It helps with vision and focus and concentration, agility, stamina. I mean, this is a wonderful little sport that is changing America today more than I've seen any sport in years. And I've got a guest here today that's going to help me introduce you to it, and hopefully you'll take into consideration that you might give it a try. Glad to have her here. Her name is Jennifer Bridges. Jennifer, it's good to have you here today.
Roy, I always love being here and sharing my passion about pickleball, so thank you.
Pickleball, that's right. Well, you're welcome. And you know, folks, when you think about pickleball, it's kind of a cross between tennis and badminton.
Okay. Ping pong.
Ping pong. All right. So I'm sharing the mic with Jennifer today, so we're gonna get this on the road. Tell them what parts you play in the Pickleball Association here in Athens.
Well, currently, I am the vice president of the Athens, Alabama Pickleball Association, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited about being the chair of our upcoming tournament, pickleball tournament called Pickle Fest, which is at the end of this month.
Awesome. Well, so tell me kind of what goes on at a pickleball tournament.
Well, at a pickleball tournament, we have a 3-day tournament. And people have come in from all of our area. Last year, it was our first year, and we had people in from all of the North Alabama. So we were one of the biggest tournaments in North Alabama. We also had people in from 7 states. So we were super excited about that. It's a 3-day tournament. So on Friday of the tournament, we have singles, women's and men's singles. Then on Saturday, we have doubles, women's doubles, and men's doubles. And then on Sunday, we have mixed, which are teams of men and women.
Fantastic. You know, my wife's been trying to get me involved. Most of you heard me talk about Gwen. in this for a little while, and I've made up my mind in a couple of weeks I'm going to get out there on Wednesdays, and I'm going to see how well I do at it. Of course, most of you know I lost vision in my right eye, so I'll keep you informed about if I'm able to hit that ball or not, but we're going to find out. And I have played since I lost my eye, and I have been able to do it. Just got to brush up. I was pretty athletic growing up, but you know what I love about this? Almost anybody from any age group can play, isn't that right?
It is. We have a range of anywhere from people in their 20s up to, you know, 70 or 80 years old, and it's a ton of fun in everything in between, and we all play together. And it is just a big time. I say it's fun and funny.
Well, not only that, I've been around a lot of the people that's involved. And talk about a joy to be around. They're all upbeat, happy people trying to help each other. You know, it is one of those sports where you want to win, but you also want everybody else to do good too. Now, let's talk about this. Let's say that somebody's brand new to it. How would you recommend, what should they do to start getting involved?
Well, we have, for the Athens, Alabama Pickleball Association, we have days at the Athens Rec Center at the Sportsplex, which is very nice. We have days during the week called Open Play. So anybody can come. It's from 9 to 12 noon, and you can just show up. Don't worry about paddles or balls. You don't have to worry about what kind of paddle do I get, what kind of balls. We have that. And then we also offer on a regular basis intro to pickleball. So within an hour or two, you know what pickleball is, you know where to stand, you know how to serve and receive the ball, and you're out there playing a game within an hour or two and loving it.
I mean, not only do they love it, it's one of those exercises that you're not going to kill yourself doing. You know, like my son likes to introduce people to bodybuilding, and they'll usually go once. Because after the end of the day, they try to keep up with Seth. They're so sore they can't walk for 3 days. That don't happen with this. So let me be sure I understand. So nobody has to run out and buy pickleball paddles right away. They don't have to run out and buy pickleballs. Basically, just show up and tell them tell y'all that they want to just kind of brush up and get used to it.
That's right. I mean, a lot of people have heard of it. They're not even sure what it is. People have just shown up and said, you know, I keep hearing about this pickleball. What is it? And so some people will just show up and they'll want to watch. I've had some people say, and you can. So we have people there just watching so they can come and say, well, let me just watch other people play. And then they're like, they see it and they're like, well, that's doable. If they can do it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, so you don't have to worry about what kind of paddle. We have really high-end pickleball paddles. We have demo paddles that we can use.
Well, you know what I like about it, too, is the age group that I've seen most of the time. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, most of them are over 50. And they're not necessarily seniors, although I see them. Like you said, I watched a man play that was 70. I think he told me he was 71 years old. And I was just blown away. You're not going to get really winded. It's not one of those things where you're just so winded you can't breathe, nothing like that. But let me tell you something. I watched my wife, I can say this for a fact, in as little as 6 weeks, her stamina had improved, her agility had improved, the muscle firmness in her legs especially had gotten better. She lost some weight, inches. It was very evident, and it was so easy, and now she's got so excited about it. I want to get involved and see if it's something I would want to do long term. Probably would. I used to play racquetball. It's not near as hard as racquetball was, I can tell you that. So let's say that somebody does come down there. What's an average first visit? Is it just a couple hours?
Well, the time blocks for open play is 4 hours, but I would say once people get down there, they love it, and so they end up staying the whole time. And especially when we do intro courses, that is about, I would say, an hour to 90 minutes. And then we feel like it's really important to, once you learn, so we have a specific area where we teach them. And then once we teach them, we bring the group in, the group of learners, into open play. So they can immediately apply what they've learned real time. And then they get the confidence and they stay, you know, they may stay that whole 4-hour block. And then they're more apt to come back because now they've learned how to do it, they've gotten on the court, and they've done it successfully, and then they want to come back.
So what's it called where I see them out there, and the first thing they're doing is just hitting it back and forth. Somebody said something about being in the kitchen, or is it you stay out of the kitchen?
Well, for people who know me, they know I try to stay out of the kitchen. But in pickleball, there's a certain area near the net. It's called the kitchen. It's a blocked area where certain times you can't be in there, and certain specific ways you can be in there. But you'll see a lot of times when people go out to play, they're warming up. So we call it dinking. So we're like, let's warm up and let's dink. So it's a way to softly get the ball in play, and you try to keep it in the kitchen during the warm-up, and that helps you control the ball and just get warmed up.
Now, pickleball, it's not a hard ball, so you don't have to worry about if it hits you. It's not going to put a bruise on you or anything like that. It's almost like what they call wiffle balls.
Like wiffle balls, yes.
Yeah, they got holes in them, and they don't go real fast. So it's not like, I say, if you ever seen racquetball, that's a fast sport. And I've had them balls hit me and leave a bruise. Nothing like that. Most danger you're going to have is backing up. Is that correct?
That is one thing. The primary thing we teach for intro, our people new, is like not running backwards. Because if you run backwards, we all have a tendency to get off balance and fall. So that is a big thing that we teach and make sure people do not run backwards.
So you're going to get a lot of really good instruction. What does it cost them to come for the training session?
What I love about it, it's free, and you can come as many times. It's free, and you just show up. We have a way. We do it. We offer these on a regular basis. So if people go to, on Facebook, our page, Athens, Alabama Pickleball Association, we'll promote when we're going to be doing the free intro classes.
And you can go to YouTube and put in pickleball and watch some just to get a kind of get a feel for what they're going to do. Like I say, if you really want to get more activity in your life and you want to do it without running a marathon or playing on a tennis court, which is hard, doing weightlifting or something like that, this is, I'm telling you, for about every age group, this is one of the most ideal things you can do. Now, will you get sore? Do most people complain about getting pretty sore?
Well, I think when you're first learning, no. I don't think you get sore when you're learning, but as you grow and develop, what I love about this sport is you can play as easy or as hard as you want. Some people like to just go out every day and do it recreationally. So they go to open play, they meet their friends, and it's just recreation. Some people like to compete. I personally have grown to love it so much. I've loved competing in tournaments, so I'm going to be playing in this tournament. So I get sore if I'm practicing. I have a tendency to come in. And that's why I love coming into Herbs and More, because I'm like, I talk to Gwen or you, and I'm like, I tell you what problem I have. Oh, my muscles are sore. What can I take? And therefore, you tell me what I need to do.
Right. I was telling Jennifer about a product we used to sell here until the state of Alabama decided to make it illegal, called Kratom. A wonderful natural painkiller, been used for 2,000 years in Asia. But it was so good that it was interfering with the sale of the opiate drugs that the doctors had. So they decided Alabama, since most of their retirement fund is in the pharmaceutical industry, decided they didn't want to let us sell it anymore. But beside the point, we got some wonderful supplements like MSM Plus C. That's one of your favorites.
That is one of my favorites. I take that, especially if I go to tournaments. I make sure that's in my bag.
Shoot, I tell everybody you should be on that. I don't care what age group you are. I tell everybody the most important supplement you'll ever take is MSM Plus C. People say, when should I start? I said, well, you should take it from birth to death. It's just that simple.
It's a daily. I take it daily.
Absolutely. Twice a day. We recommend it because it only stays, all natural things are non-toxic. They don't interfere with any medications. You cannot overdose on them because your body will utilize what it needs and just get rid of the rest of it. But in 30 days to 40 days, most people can tell such a difference, even if you aren't playing pickleball. Your joints pain, if you suffer from any arthritis or tendonitis or any of that kind of thing, it's going to make such a huge difference in just 30 to 40 days that People come in, I get tickled, Jennifer, they'll come in and do the squats for me and say, you know how long it's been since I've been able to do that? No, but it's fun. And so, you know, we will instruct you also. They'll help you understand, you know, everything you need to do. For instance, how long is someone usually involved in pickleball before they decide to do like my wife did, go out and buy her own pickleball paddles and things like that?
Well, it's by, you know, by preference. Usually people will try the demos, and we have different ones, and they figure out what paddle they like. And then they can, you know, purchase through us. We have a way that we can get them discounted paddles. But I would say just a few weeks that they'll know, they'll feel, you know, see which one they feel comfortable with. And then that way they don't, you know, you can go buy a cheap one. I didn't know, so I started with the cheap one. And I played with that one for a while. And then until I graduated to something, I learned that there was a different choice, and I upgraded. I could definitely tell the difference. And the difference is, for me, on the type of paddle is, you know, how I can feel it in my arm and my wrist. So you, as soon as you can, you really do want a good paddle.
Well, so let me ask you this. How much is a cheap one compared to a less cheap one?
Well, on Amazon, I think you can find a variety. The one I found at Academy was, I got two paddles, two balls, and a bag for like $99. And again, this was almost 2 years ago. And I got that because I may try to recruit one of my friends to go, and they may not have a paddle. So I had a spare if they said, well, I don't have a paddle. But you can buy one, you know, another, like an upgraded one for like $120, and then it goes up from there. But that's for, you know, something more specialized.
So it's real affordable. You're not talking about spending a fortune. It's not like golf.
Yeah.
You know, you can, I know people that sink a fortune in golf clubs and yeah, doing that. So it's a relatively inexpensive sport. It's a lot of fun. Get you some good exercise. Like I say, coordination. You know, we're living in a society today where most people are carrying a few excess pounds. And the one thing that I notice about them is their coordination's off. I'm telling you, I've seen people playing pickleball. I've watched their coordination improve. So what are some other health benefits that you've noticed?
Well, for me personally, I grew up athletic. Oh. I grew up in Athens, and I'm competitive. So I grew up athletic, but I'm 59. So during the pandemic, I used to travel a lot. So my travel ceased, and I began doing all my work at my desk, at my computer at home. So I didn't get out a lot. And then even after the pandemic, my work still changed. I remained at the computer. So I had gained weight. I had stopped doing a lot of activities, and I was like, what is going on? Because I was athletic, I was like, what's happened to me? And so I was concerned, but like you were saying, like people working out with like a Seth, there were certain things I didn't want to do, you know, just starting out. So pickleball was doable for me to just be able to get out and start some movement. And I, you know, started gradually, and then I worked up to how many days I played and how much I played. And then the benefits for me were, it's just getting out for regular, consistent activity. And then for me personally also, and I think a lot of people in our community, is I gained a community of people, like-minded people who were also seeking to get out and have fun. So I gained that. But also, when you were talking about the mental clarity, because keeping score, yes, I think there are certain things you have to do that's challenging, where it's like, wait a minute, this is, when I first started playing, I'm like, this is a brain burner, because I have to, you know, remembering the score, where do I stand? And so the first couple of weeks were funny, and just remembering that.
I don't know if I'd use funny. It's confusing. Yeah. I couldn't understand. But after you watch it a little while, it's second nature to you. Oh, okay. I see now. I see why it's 1-1 or what's it, 1-2? Is there three numbers?
There are three numbers. And then there are some great memes for pickleball, and they're hilarious, because it's like, did you serve that or did I serve that? I mean, you forget who served. And so it really forces you to use your memory.
And what's the score when somebody's won?
Well, okay, so if you're serving, you would be one, and whatever the other team is, say they're zero. So the serving team would be one, the other team, say, is zero, and say it depends on what server. I could be the first server or the second server. So it may be 1-0-1.
I meant when somebody wins.
Oh, when
wins. What's the winning score?
Oh, the winning score is generally 11.
I appreciate the description.
Yeah, so we generally play to 11.
Yeah, so 11's the score. That's to say you're not going to get overly tired. You can stop anytime you want to. How long does an average game last for a starter?
I would say a starter playing a game to 11 at the open play at rec is generally 20 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. See, so I challenge you if you're interested in learning something new, getting involved in a sport that just about anybody can do. And I think, what's the youngest group y'all got going?
We have a group of, I would say younger 20s. And then we do have some teens, but I would say the 20s. And then we have a group of the 30s, young couples with babies. So they'll bring their babies there. And so that gives them a way to get out and socialize.
And let's say you get involved and you really like it and you want to stay involved. What, y'all have is it a club? What do y'all have?
We do. So our club is called the Athens, Alabama Pickleball Association. So it is a club and you join. It's $20 a year to join. And we have socials several times during the year. We usually have one a quarter, a social. So we get together a lot. But we're together all the time. And we, you know, people may go to dinner together or get together for certain things. And so it's beyond the pickleball court.
Right. And, you know, Jennifer spilled the beans, so I can say this. It's got to be good for you. It's got to be healthy for you. It's got to help you look better. And I'll tell you why I say that. She said she's 59. I thought no more than 42. So it's awesome that, you know, you can get involved in something that's going to be an overall high quality, a higher quality of life for you. Let me say it this way. It's going to give you so many health benefits that the quality of your life will improve. I can truly tell you that. And I've heard so many of them around there talk about how much more energy they have and how much better their focus and concentration is. And like I say, their agility. And mine's going to be just zeroing in on where I've got to swing that paddle because, you know, I'm a little handicapped, but we won't talk about that. The other thing I'd like to tell y'all is one of the things I want you to understand is energy, concentration, agility, coordination, balance. When you can do a sport that helps you with that, and then you add a few supplements to it, like MSM plus C is just one of them. Another one you might want to be considering at this day and time is vitamin D. Most people in America, when they have their vitamin D levels checked, and the doctor will tell you if yours is 40, that's good. Don't listen to that trash. Doctors don't know nothing about nutrition. The average doctor goes to school 12, 14 years, gets maybe 3 to 9 hours of nutritional training. They don't understand that at all. However, every cell in the human body is dependent upon supplements, nutrition, for their existence. I mean, remember, you got 1 billion skin cells dying every day. You lose 1 million stomach cells every hour of your life. You replace every soft cell tissue in your body every 11 to 12 months. So if you aren't putting nutrition in your body in proper amounts and in the right quality of nutrition, you start to degenerate faster than you're rebuilding, and we don't want that. So we're going to help you understand what you should take. It's not expensive, but I've had so many people, Jennifer's lives change in just, I'm talking, like I said, for instance, MSM Plus C is our biggest selling product we've ever formulated, and we've formulated 44 products, 38 of them are patented. But that product changes people's lives in the coolest way. In 30 to 40 days, most people talk about improved digestion, improved elimination, improved stamina and energy, reduction in most cases of arthritis. It don't matter if it's osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, better range of motion, 50 to 75% less pain, recovery. You know, when you get out there on that pickleball court the first time and you get into it and you got to having fun, the next day you may be a little sore. You've had MSM plus C with it, I'm telling you, you're going to recover so much faster because it helps flush that lactic acid out of your body, which is why you get sore in the first place. So you're going to learn more than just about pickleball, we hope. We hope you're interested in nutrition, too. And if you do decide you want to learn more about that, it's as simple as coming by Herbs and More in Athens or NH Herb Shop in Killen, or you can call the number at the beginning and end of the show and learn more. And I'll tell you what, tell them you heard about it on the pickleball show that we did, and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you 15% off anything you decide you want the first time. Well, Jennifer, let's cover it one more time. Somebody wants to learn more and get involved, tell them where to come to and when.
The easiest place to find us is on Facebook, and our page is Athens, Alabama Pickleball Association. And there you can find anywhere from schedules. We post schedules and our events and how to contact us.
All right. And got about a minute left. What would you like to tell people, and why would you encourage people to get involved in pickleball?
Well, again, I think pickleball is a way to remain active, again, get clarity, energy, and just a better way of life. And again, people go on about the community. If you're looking for a community of people who want to feel good, it's a great place to start.
It's got to be incredible, too, for your respiratory system because, you know, I read a study not long ago that the average American only takes deep breathing, only does real good deep breathing when they have to go up a flight of stairs or something starts chasing them. And now that's sad because, you know, your entire body is dependent upon oxygen and your respiratory system, the healthier it is, the more you breathe, the higher quality of life you're going to have, the more energy you're going to have, the better your brain's going to function because remember, you can only live about 4 minutes without oxygen, only about 4 minutes. They also, the biggest part of that study I was going to tell you about was people who did deep breathing techniques. They don't exercise, but they at least incorporate deep breathing into their lifestyle. There's so many improvements from blood pressure, blood sugar, energy, stamina, less pain. Listen, folks, you got to have oxygen. Well, if you're like me, I'd rather get out on a pickleball court and play something I have fun with and enjoy than I had to practice deep breathing. And I can teach you how to do the deep breathing. Don't worry. Well, you've been listening to today's health update. It's always a pleasure for y'all to choose to listen to this show. And I say that because our audience is growing. We're now on 7 radio stations. We cover a huge spectrum of property now as far as, geography. People are falling in love with this show. How do I know that? Because our audience grows almost daily, and we get calls from all over the country. So I do thank you again for listening. Take care of yourselves. Get a little more exercise and consider pickleball. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.